This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled.
Welcome to Reinvention Radio.
Now, here's your host, Steve Olsher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. I'm Steve Olsher, Mary Goulet. What's up, Mary Goulet? Yay! Rich Ote, what's up, baby?
And how's it going?
White Wade is still hanging around. Yeah, he's gone. He's out. He's got business to do. All right. So, first of all, I'd like to call this board meeting to order. And
you going surfing?
Will you second that?
Yes, I second that.
So, please do second that. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of ways to make money in this world. And sometimes you come across folks who are doing things and you go, wow, given the choices, that's pretty cool. And not only is it pretty cool in terms of the fact that he can actually make money doing this, but that it is something that you look at and you go, man, I can see how that would definitely be of benefit to the world in ways that, you know, another widget certainly just wouldn't be. So pretty darn cool what our guest Jim is up to. Actually, let's bring Jim on so he has a chance to say hello. Jim, you there, buddy?
Hey, Steve. Yeah, what's up, bud?
Hey, man. How you doing, bud? All right. So Jim Shields is, chairman, CEO, all that fun stuff or whatever title you want to give yourself, of Board Meetings International, which, by the way, when I first came across your work, I was thinking like, oh, you probably do something to help corporations have more productive board meetings and that sort of thing. So how many times have you been approached to get the domain boardmeetings.com, by the way?
A lot,
right?
I can't believe we got it, to be honest with you.
Was it readily available, or did you have to buy it from somebody?
No, we got it. We got it for nothing.
You literally just went and registered it. Interesting. How long ago did you get that? I'm a domain junkie. How long ago did you register it?
We got that, I'd say, 6 or 7 years ago.
Okay, so there you go. And they say all the good domains were long, long taken. So boardmeetings.com, which, by the way, has nothing to do with traditional board meetings, which I love what you guys are up to. Thought it would be great to have you here on the show. Why don't you give us a brief overview of what Board Meetings International actually is?
Yeah, we do retreats for entrepreneurs and their kids to improve their relationship and introduce them to lessons not taught in school, but we do it a fun, experiential way, usually using the ocean and things like that. So I think we're the only business of its kind. Mm-hmm. And I go to a lot of mastermind groups. I know that's how you and I met, through friends of friends and this and that. And I think we're the only ones that do that. There's lots of specialized classes and things out there for us, the entrepreneur, but very few things that bring the whole family together. Mm-hmm. So we started this format about 5 years ago. And as far as I know, we're the only ones doing it.
Yeah. And so real be this, Batman. I'm trying to understand, like, why do you focus on the family, right? Because it usually is just the entrepreneur, right? Like you said, you have you got the retreats, you have a chance as an entrepreneur to kind of unwind and whatnot. And for a lot of folks, the last thing on their mind is if they're going to go away to do something that looks even remotely like a vacation, they don't want to either A, have their family there, they just want to go and, you know, just kind of burn some steam with the fellas or with the ladies or whatever. Or B, if they're with their family, you know, they just kind of want to go and do the hiking or the water parks or the, you know, amusement parks, whatever. But nobody combines the two where you have fun, but you do talk business and it is focused on the family. So was this created out of your own personal need?
Sure. Well, really how it happened was my one specialized skill before family board meetings was me and my business partner who grew up together. We learned how to buy a house, fix it up, sell it, or rent it. We've done over 1,000 deals. That was kind of our thing. It still is. Still have an investment company in that. And if anyone tells you buying houses is exciting, it's a total lie. Mm-hmm. They're lying to you. It's not fun. I watch some of the things. I'm like, it's not fun. They obviously haven't really done the deals if they think it's fun. So anyway, but that was our one specialized skill. And getting invited at a young age back to these bigger events, the old saying, don't get too close to your heroes, because I saw some things behind the stage that kind of shocked me, to be honest. And I was young and impressionable. And these guys were the great and powerful Oz on stage, and then you get behind the stage, and their lives were in shambles, especially the relationship with their children. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I was in my mid-20s, I was always looking young. I mean, when I was 18, I looked like I was 12. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of at an interesting intermediary. And I just started indirectly working with some of these successful entrepreneurs and their kids because there was such a disconnect.
Yeah.
And I did it in the only way I knew how. We built our real estate business by going on surf trips with a group of our buddies. Most of them were Australian, believe it or not. And we'd meet in different areas around the world. We'd surf in the morning, and then we'd mastermind our businesses. And I'd talk about these on stage, and people would get really intrigued, and they'd come, and they'd say, you know, that sounds interesting. I wish my kid had been here to hear that. So it kind of just evolved, mm-hmm. Steve. It was from a need, not only for myself, where I did not want to live like that. For some of the people that I had met and were living double lives, I didn't want to live like that.
Yeah.
I knew I wasn't perfect, but I wanted to have true relationships.
Yeah.
And that's how it came about, and it kind of just evolved from not only my need, but other people's needs. Because no one really, when you really get down and you get into the deepest work of personal development, especially, and entrepreneurs are very open to that, which is great, it always comes back to some of the deeper relationships and legacy and things with their children.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are just so tired of being on the surface with their kids. And that's not meaning that you're going to play the guitar and sing Kumbaya, and that's not what it's like. But you want them to know who you are, want them to know who they are, and you want to make sure you have each other's back. And I think that's what we accomplish. And we do it in such a Mr. Miyagi fun way. You're not painting the fences or waxing the car, but we do it in such a way, and then bring the lesson back in to see how we actually, how they instilled it, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, and it's got a good success, and we've had a lot of mutual friends of yours and mine that have come through the program, and it makes a difference. And that was kind of a big thing for my business partner and I.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been an entrepreneur pretty much my whole life, raised by a father who was an entrepreneur, and these two guys in studio, as well as Wade, are entrepreneurs. And it was interesting because this morning, I was taking my daughter to cheer carpool, and I'm like, you know, Portia, it would really be awesome if you could just help me out because I'm in a time crunch. And she said, Mom, I don't have to help Dad with his job.
Mm.
And I'm like, you know what? Let's wait. So my point
Jesus,
is...
Jesus, take the wheel.
Seriously. But it's not necessarily her fault. It's she doesn't understand me and how I work. So, and why I have so many things going on and I can do so many things. And I think it would be good for kids to kind of understand the mindset of an entrepreneur versus someone who goes to a day job for 8 hours.
Absolutely. Because you have to admit, we're half crazy. We really, really are.
Oh, no, we're full blown.
Yeah, and we think we explain something that we never do. And then all of a sudden, poof, it's October. And we're like, holy shit, where did the year go?
Right.
So that's what the retreats are about, and I don't know if any of you guys practice. We have something called the family board meeting strategy, and I can explain that in 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was made to ground myself with my children and others, and our whole thing is we're going to treat our kids like we do our largest investors and key clients within our business. And what that looks like is every quarter you have a board meeting with your child to keep you grounded. And what does a board meeting look like? Obviously not, you know, stuffed suits and an IBM dingy conference room, you know, crunching numbers and wanting to bite their own hands off. No. A board meeting, a family board meeting looks like this. Once a quarter, you'll get together with each of your children for 4 hours at least, uninterrupted. And there's only three guidelines. First one is one-on-one. Second one is without electronics. And the third one is a fun activity of their choice and just saving some time at the end just to have some open conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And that might sound really simplistic, but combining those three principles, we've seen some incredible results, not only in my own life, which was really a push for me to get that out there, but in a lot of successful entrepreneurs that said, these board meetings each quarter have totally changed the relationship I have with my children.
So just for clarification's sake, when you say one-on-one, I mean, assuming that it's a husband-wife, you know, a two-parent family, when you say one-on-one, what does that mean?
One-on-one means one parent, one child.
Oh,
so this started with, and it's not that each parent shouldn't do it, but like Mary just said, Mary's like us. She's the entrepreneur lunatic. So she's probably all over the place, here and there. it's more important to start with the entrepreneur because they could be traveling, they could be here, they could be there, and it has to be one-on-one. This is like the secret sauce that so many people overlook. They say, I want to deepen and strengthen the relationship with my children and have a better family life. I mean, who doesn't? Of course. Yeah. One-on-one is the secret sauce. One-on-one makes better sports teams, better marriages. I mean, if you're going to something, let's say you're having marriage problems and you're going to go to a marriage weekend, you're not going to bring your kids with you. That's just, that's going to pull it apart.
Because that would be the reason why you may actually have marriage problems.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Exactly. Because there's quality, there is, the one thing I've learned is one-on-one time puts the magnifying glass on the relationship. Mm-hmm. If there's a neighborhood friend, a sibling, because of sibling rivalry, the spouse is there, the other parent, and that might be who the kid kind of naturally gravitates to for one reason or another, it just you don't get the depth. But one-on-one, turning your phone off for at least four hours, doing something fun of their choice, you are setting the stage for connection. And I can show you countless things for some big people. And it's so easy. And we all think as entrepreneurs saying, okay, our quarterly meetings or whatever, okay, I'm just going to schedule them. I say that which we schedule gets done. So yeah. I schedule one with each of my kids every quarter. And it sounds like, oh, that's not enough. Well, as entrepreneurs, we always say, well, I'm not going to do it once a quarter. I'm going to do it every week.
Yep.
And then we fail.
I hear you. Sorry, Jim. We love
coming
you.
Coming up on a break.
We're coming up on a break here, yeah. So we got to take a quick break here on Reinvention Radio. And we'll be back with Jim Shields of Board Meetings International right after this.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, what he's really...
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulcher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulcher.
All right, welcome back to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulcher, Mary Goulet, Rochorte, hanging out with Jim Shields of Board Meetings International. That's boardmeetings.com, which is super cool for a domain there. All right, so just so people can get a little bit of a grasp. And by the way, actually, before we go too far here, you said you kind of went behind the curtain. You got to see some of the folks, you know, the Oz, the whole nine in that personal development world. I don't know about you, Rich, or you, Mary, or you, Jim, but I heard Wayne Dyer was quite the player behind this closed door.
So, really? What do you mean?
No shit. Yeah. I didn't know that.
What do you mean, quite the player?
Oh, let's just say he...
He had love to spread.
He was very uplifting.
No, but he was... you're not suggesting he wasn't faithful.
I am not suggesting that at all. And he can't even defend himself, so I'm not, I'm not saying anything of the sort.
Wasn't he divorced anyway?
So no, I think... No, he was...
Yeah, but we're going to let Jim name. So Jim, who are we talking about, by the way, in terms of being
I'm going to skip that question.
You're going to skip that.
But I think we all know. Yeah. I think we all know. It used to be, it's gotten better since the meltdown, because I think a lot of those guys went away. Some of them are still around, obviously. But It was that classic cliche of they had a picture of themselves in front of the mansion laying across the sports car, and then a picture of them and their family in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And it's like, geez, it's probably the only 2 days they've spent with their family in the last year. And it's just, you know, it's a marketing ploy. So it was kind of a shame because I'm a huge, huge education guy. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest disservice to our kids, and I get, this is what the retreats are about as well. First thing we want to do is deepen connection. The second thing is teach what's not taught in school. Mm-hmm. And I think our education system is about as outdated as the telegraph.
Yeah.
And the fact that we don't teach personal development, financial intelligence and relationship skills, we leave our kids naked. No matter almost almost, with the exception of maybe the top 5% schools, most are going out into the world naked. Because it doesn't matter if you're going to be a farmer, a physician, an entrepreneur. If you don't have personal development, relationship skills, and financial intelligence, you're probably going to be struggling and having problems.
Yeah,
it's just the way it is in our world.
And just to close the loop on that, I just want you, Mary, and I want you, Rich, to know that no matter what you say, I am not your guru, okay? So just so you know, okay? We're clear on that, I hope.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right, and so let's kind of take a step back because you make a really, really good point here, Jim, I mean, about education, and I often say that college is probably the single worst investment that a parent can make, but that's probably a conversation for another day. But when you look at sort of this whole process of getting folks together and doing the work that you do, what you didn't really explain is where do you do this work? And the sort of the theme of the board meetings and where that came from is you actually get people up on the surfboard. So why surfing and where do you do this?
We do them right now. We've done a little bit of some small stuff in Costa Rica, but we do most of them in our backyard in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, which is a good learning wave to get people up and going. Beautiful town. I don't know if you guys have ever heard. That's where the TPC is held every year.
Mm-hmm.
So we use, look, one of the main things, you can't lecture kids. You got to put them through experiences. That's why experiential education is by far the best. So just the 98% of the people that come to our retreat have never surfed a day in their life, and they might even be a little uncomfortable with the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And stepping out of that comfort zone is the first lesson. And we have a 100% track record for anyone who wants to catch a wave, gets up and surfs a wave.
Wow.
And it's a pretty incredible feeling, and there's lots of the metaphors of being in flow, stepping out of your comfort zone, and we brainstorm on these after they have the experience. So we spend a lot of time in a beautiful oceanfront environment out on the beach in the morning and then come in and do some very interacting activities that engages everyone. And it's an even playing field. It's not like the kids sit on one side and the adults on the other. It is a camaraderie group where everyone's at the same level, and it really brings things together.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, I was reading Jamie's bio. Sorry, Rich. Didn't mean to step on you like
it's
that.
All good.
So she's got the more Waldorf Montessori background.
My wife.
Yes.
So she's taught me a ton.
A ton
about... about those philosophies, which, do you know about them, Mary? Or?
Yes, my daughters went through Waldorf. She was up to first grade. So the mommy and me, kindergarten, first grade. But our school out here was not developed enough in the upper grades, and I would have had to drive them like an hour each way to school.
Oy.
So then I put them in Montessori.
Really, it's a shame. It seems like a lot of those, they go really strong up until like the third grade, and then they fall off, and I'm like, man, this is when education's really starting to get important and kids start to lose, you know, interest.
Mm-hmm.
It's really surprising now, the more I've learned about Waldorf and Montessori, I think their context is the absolute best to support crazy entrepreneurs like
us. I agree.
I still think they need to work on content. I'm really big on content because a lot of my heroes out there, like the Seth Godins and a few others, have been really pushing hard about changing the context. But the content, no one's really looking at. And I'm saying, holy cow, all of us entrepreneurs are either seeking with mastermind groups or this specialized event to increase our financial intelligence, our relationship skills, or our personal development. Let's get those as core curriculum for the kids.
Well, and also with the Waldorfian philosophy, they have the staff is the ones who run the school. And so talk about people, heal or heal thyself. And that's what you can run into a lot is... whoever's doing the healing work, because I'm a holistic health practitioner, and that's a two-year program here. And I swear to goodness, where I went to school, the guy was crazy. And his life was complete shambles.
Mm-hmm.
But he was an awesome facilitator.
So
there can be awesome speakers and coaches and consultants. But if we're not turning and looking in the mirror at ourselves, we can only do so much for other people.
Exactly.
Yeah, Richie,
100%.
Yeah, Jim, I was going to ask you, how much do you cover with the spouse as well? Because entrepreneur lifestyle, we're talking about this like, very manic, depressive lifestyle. And sometimes when we're going manic, the spouse is getting depressed.
right.
So it's like, what do we do to help them? Because we know how our minds are working. How do we help the spouse? And are they included in this experience as well, or just the kids?
Well, Again, that's a good question. And what the retreat is designed to do is to be a starting point of improvement. And again, we got to separate the parts to strengthen the whole. And it's not a punishment. We don't not bring the whole family to punish them. But so much good happens with one-on-one. So we'll actually bleed back to the rest of the family. And one of the things we encourage is when we're tying it all together is to continue on, is you got to use our family board meeting strategy. And again, if people want that, they can get the book for free. It's 80 pages. You'll read it in a day, and you'll keep doing it for years. It's QualityTimeRevolution.com. Mm. It has a 10-minute talk I did for Joe Polish's annual marketing event, and then the free download of the book. And the book shows I originally wrote it for kids, for parents, entrepreneurs to interact with their kids. But a lot of people said, you know, I've started to do this with my wife, and it's helped the relationship. So what I've encouraged to help with the spouse is to start doing board meetings with them as well. And I do go a step further. The best thing that we say, when, because this is a common question, I'm glad you brought it up, we said, you know, we're all over the boards. We're entrepreneurs. Half of us are ADD. How do I fix this? And the first thing is, be very aware of your travel, because we are just sub-moronic sometimes with the amount of travel that we book without thinking or asking or even telling. You know, then so that's overscheduling. Overscheduling instantly can stress a relationship. The second thing is, do the board meetings, have something once a quarter where it's just you and you're doing something special with your spouse. And even a step further, the most successful people that I know that actually enjoy their spouses, because me and my wife are buddies, like, I really like her. I do. I love her. And we have fun together and we joke together. And one of the things that I was taught to do and to try to always keep was have a date once a week. Mm-hmm. And so many people use the bullshit excuse, oh, I don't have time, the kids are this, and that. Who cares? Like, schedule it in and go on a date once a week. And you might say, well, that's a starting point. But, yeah, it's a starting point. Start doing that consistently and see what happens.
Yep.
You know, put your travel into check. Go on a date once a week. Plan something once a quarter just for him or her. That alone might be enough of a turning point, if that makes sense. We try to give really simple rhythms that we can stick to. And, you know, we don't want to give you something that you're not going to be able to live up to, because then that's ineffective. But those three steps, I think we can all work on and get results.
So when we've got about a minute and a half, and in the next segment of the show, I kind of want to get an idea, because I read about it on your website that you have, let's say, mom and a child or dad and a child, and that's all, and then they do this whole two-day, three-day thing with you guys. But I really am curious, like, testimonial-wise, can you walk us through, like, what you do? Because I'm sure there's some breakdowns and breakthroughs for both the child
absolutely.
And the parent. And
yeah.
'Cause
absolutely.
Yes, we can definitely talk about that. One of the things
I'll bring you through some testimonials of some of the biggest breakthroughs we've had and continually have, which are really, really cool to be a part of.
Yeah, let's definitely talk about that. What I love about this, though, is that it really gets you to the point where the dynamic in your family is crystal clear, because you really can only take one child when you do this. So clearly you're going to select the child that either A, you love the most and is like your favorite child, or B, it's the child that's the true fuck up and you know he just absolutely needs the most help. So, like, I think it's really, really telling that you can take just one child, especially if you got more than one kid, because then it's just kind of like, okay, now we can have a conversation about why I chose you and let you guess which bucket you fall into.
Yeah, right.
So don't even
also, what if the reluctant, like my children, whenever I say, hey guys, you want to go do this or that, and they're like, no, mom, we're going to go with our friends and do it. Like, my teenage girls, I would love to do this with each one of them.
Yeah.
But convincing them to do it, how to explain it, like...
Yeah, just tell them you're going on a trip.
I'll give you some pointers of how to present, especially the quarterly board meetings, Mary, and I guarantee they'll go for it. And one of my things is
save it for the next one.
My kids.
Yeah, cool. Save it, because we'll I need to hear this, because I know my daughters would push back.
All right, sounds good. More on Reinvention Radio with Jim Shields right after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is.
If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.
Looking to be a successful entrepreneur? The virtual assistant industry continues to be a top choice for those looking to start their own business. The problem can be how to become a virtual assistant. Many turn to the Bible of the VA industry, the book, Virtual Assistant, the series, and it's the perfect guide for office managers, executive assistants, and other administrative professionals looking to make the transition from employee to successful business owner. Go to vatheseries.com to get your copy today.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Olscher.
All right, welcome back to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Steve Olscher, Mary Goulet-Rotote, hanging out with Jim Shields here aboard Meetings International. And, you know, on the break, I was thinking about it. I was just like, man, you know, if I did like a quarterly goal or quarterly objective or whatever, like for the family, for each of the kids, and for me and the missus, mm-hmm. I can really see how that would change the dynamic in really powerful ways, right? I mean, I could totally see that. So I'm not going to do it, but I just thought that might be like a really good idea. But
do you own a mirror?
Have you seen my face?
Okay, so.
So Jim,
personal development.
Yeah, right. So, Jim, you were talking about some of the folks who have done some pretty amazing things, and we happen to have some mutual, you know, friends who have gone through this now. But talk a little bit about some of the, or at least one. We're going to get caught here on time, but let's do this. Give us at least one example of someone who has gone through this program, through this retreat, and what happened, and now what has happened since.
Okay, the biggest one is something that Mary hit on in the beginning. I have had countless kids go, "I finally understand what my mom or dad does." And some of the pressure that they're under, and how crazy it can be to hold up so many things and so many moving parts. I had no idea. Because we go through some pretty powerful exercises of what's on the plate, mm-hmm. and it brings a whole new respect and understanding. Mm-hmm. Another thing that's happened is, this is pretty powerful. I'll give a general one and then even more specified. When we interviewed, and we interviewed tons of entrepreneurs before we started, you know, designing these retreats, and one of the biggest concerns, bar none, like 99% of the time, saying, "What are your biggest concerns for your children?" Most successful entrepreneurs said, "I want my kids to appreciate what they have." So we knew we had to figure out a way to do that. And we do something on the third day, all about contribution, service, and really instilling those principles within the kids, and come in for a mastermind. I don't want to ruin what it is, but it involves the ocean and paraplegic and quadriplegic people, and it is a very powerful experience. And each of the kids come in and say, "Wow, I had no idea of how lucky it was that I can just walk down to the beach. That I can, I don't need 20 people to bring me in the ocean. I can do it on my own. I can move my hands. I can go to the bathroom on my own." And this is a very profound moment for most of the kids of gratitude. And one of the stories that sticks out for me, there was a father of six, and he had a son with him, great kid, 12 years old, full of spunk, really opened up at the event. And this third day really tied together because he had a sister who was special needs. And it came out that he was really feeling kind of slighted. So much was going to his sister. And, you know, he was kind of crossing his arms. And, I mean, just to hear what he said, to say, "I have a whole new respect." And his father and I still st- stay in touch pretty constantly, and me and the son as well. And it completely changed the dynamic between him and his father, but also with him and his special needs sister,
mm-hmm.
where his patience went through the roof. His wanting to assist her went through the roof. So those are some pretty powerful things that have come out of it. I could go on and
sure.
more and more of each day.
Yep.
You know, parents definitely breaking down and just being like, I had no idea that my child had an interest or a passion for this or that. Mm-hmm. So we go into some things of getting clear on unique talents and things that they might want to dream about,
yep.
which kids aren't allowed to dream. I'm sure you guys know Walt Disney designed Disney World by going into dreaming rooms.
Hmm.
We don't get the space to do that at school. I mean, it's hit you with the ruler with the knuckles and keep getting ready for the standardized test.
Right.
But that's not really what gets us where we need to go.
Yeah, I have a dreaming room. And
I'm afraid.
Oh,
here he goes.
That's where he smokes his weed.
Yeah, exactly. It's just it's
my bad.
Yeah, thanks for the set him up. I'll knock him down. Yeah. But so let me ask you this, because I mean, there's so many different ways here that I know. I mean, hell, just the one-on-one time alone is just such an incredibly powerful bonding experience. Just saying, okay, look, let's just get away together and just go do this. I mean, because how often do you even do it, right? I mean, like, how often have you taken Portia or Sterling just on a trip, just one of them, right, to be just with them? Or, you know, would you,
right.
you know,
yep.
So it's just like, God, just that in and of itself. But if you had like one tip for something that a parent, like, I mean, because let's be honest here, I mean, what you're doing is awesome, but it's also not dirt cheap. I mean, it requires an investment as, you know, and as
yep.
well as it should. So there are some people who aren't going to be able to afford to do this. So if you could throw out, let's just say, one thing that they could start thinking about doing here over the next, let's just call it a month, what would you encourage a parent to do with his or her child?
Well, and that's a great question, Steve.
Oh, damn.
The first and foremost is, oh, that's right. I'm not supposed to say that. I've watched your show enough to know not to do that. My bad.
He just like did the sign for the touchdown.
Notch goes up on the bedpost. Thank you very much. Done.
There is absolutely, and this is something that we fool ourselves as entrepreneurs if we get some success. It doesn't matter that you had some success. If you want a real relationship with your kids, there is no substitute for quality time. None. It doesn't exist. Not money, not fancy private schools. That's not going to relate to a better relationship with your kids. There's no substitute for quality time. So you're right. People might not be able to pay the investment to come to one of our retreats, and that's why we designed the family board meeting strategy, which I gave out before. Anyone can start doing that at home.
Yeah.
And the consistency of getting together once a quarter, one-on-one, without electronics, with a fun activity of your kid's choice, which I want to get back to Mary because she brought something interesting up, a fun activity of their choice with some time to talk at the end. You just start doing that. You see where you're at in after that first one, after 6 months. After a year, you are completely sold and saying, why the hell wasn't I doing this? So anyone can use that excuse, well, I can't, you know, pay the money to go to one of Jim's retreats. I know that would jumpstart our relationship years, but how do I get it started now? Start doing that, because there's no substitute for quality time. Mm-hmm. One-on-one is an absolute game changer. The distraction of tech is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. Like, kids can be sitting there at the table texting their parents. I mean, it's crazy
yeah.
now. And it actually feels weird the first time you do it.
Yeah.
You're saying, I'm turning off my phone, you're turning off yours. And you have no electronics with you for mm-hmm. 4, 5, 6, 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
That's awesome.
But it is.
Just text them and say, let's go do something fun.
All right, Jim.
Yeah.
So if people want to get more information about what you're doing and then the 80-page report, let's give out both of those URLs again as well.
Yeah, so just go to www.qualitytimerevolution.com. There's a 10-minute talk mm-hmm. That I did for a big group, and then free download of the book. If you read that, you will absolutely know how to apply it. Some of the things that you guys brought up, like, well, how am I sure that my kid's going to want to do it?
Mm-hmm.
And I have time. I'll give you a few of those. But it's all in there. And if you're interested in taking it a step deeper, the retreats make sense. You might know people that have come to our retreat. We'd love to have you. Just go to boardmeetings.com.
Yeah.
You'll be able to see all the good stuff of what we do. We do our retreats every fall and every spring.
Awesome.
Awesome.
All right. Well, Jim,
thanks
so much. Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. So thanks so much for joining us here on Reinvention Radio. That's pretty cool. I mean, it makes me feel like I just realized I'm a pretty shitty parent. So thanks, Jim.
And you don't own a mirror.
I don't own a mirror. And so I'm just going to end this program by going in the corner and crying. So
okay.
That's you're okay with that. Look at you.
Go ahead.
That's the biggest smile I've seen yet in weeks, man. Jumping out of your chair with that one. All right, Jim Shields.
I like his stuff.
You do. It's super, super cool. And I got to tell you, as soon as we get into syndication and we get paid for Reinvention Radio, I'm going. That's the plan.
There we go.
From my mouth to God's ear syndication, that's our goal. All right, Jim Shields, thanks so much for joining us. Mary Goulet, Rich Ote, White Wade, I'm Steve Ulsher. We will talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio. Talk soon.
You just got dismantled.
Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com.